7.6 The History of the Smile Part 2
The greatest single factor governing the development of modern smiling habits, apart from dentistry, was the invention of photography and, in due course, the invention of motion picture photography.
The emergence of Hollywood studio shots, where the smile is seen as something which is absolutely vital to the person's charisma. It's really in the late 19th and definitely much more in the 20th century that the idea comes forward that the informal shot, which can be picked up by instant photography, becomes a way in which individuals can register their individuality.
We have our photographs taken all the time, weddings, Christmas, holidays, but it's actually quite difficult to get that perfect natural smile. So to find out how to look good on camera, I'm here in a photography studio in North London to meet the photographer Olivia Mann, and we're going on a mission for the perfect natural smile.
Yeah, great. That's fantastic.
So Olivia, you specialise in wedding photography, and when you're out there photographing the wedding, how do couples feel about smiling on their wedding day?
I have brides coming to me and saying, oh, well, I'm really worried about my crow's feet, and if I smile too much, then that's going to make me look awful. What is actually a nightmare for me is that if someone is worrying about their crow's feet, then what they tend to do is tighten up and clench all their facial muscles, so they actually look quite scary, which is the last thing you want in your wedding photographs.
So, Olivia, I can't put it off any longer. I'm going to have my photograph taken. What would you do to say to get me to make that perfect natural smile?
What I want you to do is just sit there for a moment and just start relaxing everything. Here, first of all, your forehead. Everyone holds a lot of tension in their forehead. Really relax the muscles around your eyes and your cheekbones, and just let your lips fall open. If you could just imagine a moment in your life where you felt particularly happy, confident, and attractive.
I'm in Italy, in a little village by the sea, and having a large plate of pasta, and it's beautiful weather, and I'm with friends, and it's just a wonderful evening.
So now I want you to hold on to all of those feelings, but you're now in the studio and you're ready to be photographed. So open your eyes and let's go. That's absolutely lovely. And just drop your chin a tiny touch. Yeah, that's the shot. That's lovely.
Oh, I'd love to see it. So, can I have a look? Oh, that's great. That's fabulous. I love it. So, there's me thinking of Italy. I think I'm going to try this from now onwards. Every time I have to have my photograph taken, I'm going to start thinking about eating pasta in Italy by the sea.